With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Flooding is taking place along the Texas coastline from Tropical Storm Alberto.
The Texas coast from Corpus Christi to Brownsville and beyond is experiencing flooding from high tides and rain, both from Tropical Storm Alberto. Surfside Beach Mayor Greg Bisso says with the Gulf on one side and the bay on the other, there's no escaping the water.
And we're just a slither of land in between it. And like I said, on the west end of the island, it's almost completely underwater. And the east end is getting that way also now.
He says houses are on stilts, so they're not flooding, but everything on the ground in the path of the water is, including any cars residents did not move. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the heat is still on in much of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says tens of millions of Americans are dealing with the high temperatures.
Just about 11 million under excessive heat warning, over 60 million, around 63 million under heat advisories. And then another 14 million or so under excessive heat watches. So, yeah, pretty large number under some type of heat advisory or warning over the next couple days.
A day after signing a strategic partnership with North Korea's leader, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with his Vietnamese counterpart. Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. By the start of 2025, all public classrooms in Louisiana must display the Ten Commandments. That's according to a new law signed by the state's Republican governor. The GOP-drafted legislation requires a poster of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font in classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on IVF. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new Gallup poll finds that most people have no problem with the in vitro fertilization process. 82% say it is morally acceptable versus 10% who say it is not. On the more grave question of what happens to unused embryos, however, Americans are split. 49% say it is morally acceptable to destroy those embryos that are not being implanted, while 43% say no, it's morally wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee faces firing because she allowed her son, who is living as a girl, to play on the girls' high school volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High School notified a school board member that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball team. That's a violation of state law barring males from playing on female sports teams. This is SRN News. LG Electronics and ChargePoint are joining forces.
The two companies are partnering in the production of electric vehicle charging stations, with new stations expected to be installed sometime this summer. The units will reportedly combine LG's hardware and ChargePoint's software. LG broke into the U.S. EV charger market earlier this year after opening a factory in Fort Worth, Texas. ChargePoint currently has over 300,000 stations across the U.S. and Europe. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More than 3,000 nurses at six Oregon hospitals have spent a second day on the picket lines as they continue to demand fair wages and better nurse-to-patient ratios. Hundreds of nurses carrying signs walked the lines yesterday at six Providence medical centers across the state. Organizers say it's the largest nurses' strike in the state's history. The walkout is scheduled to run through tomorrow. More details at srnnews.com.